is News Talk Tonight with Jim Richards on the iHeartRadio Talk Network.
15 minutes away from our friend Amber Dowling, a great segment that I got a kick out of. She'll tell us what's new and streaming on all your favorite platforms coming up in 15 minutes' time. Just heard an emotional story from our producer, Tony, who recalled about 10 years ago walking home on a night similar to this, temperatures in the minus 20s, and finding a man that he gave a nudge to, and that person ended up passing away. So there are all sorts of people on the streets, and hopefully they can find a warming center or someplace where they're not in danger overnight in cities right across Canada. And we also salute people who are out there doing a great job helping them and making sure that people know that there are places to go. TJ is in Montreal. TJ, you're with Chantel. Are you doing what we just talked about?
Yeah, we are. We're actually in our SUV now. We're driving around. Right now we're near the Olympic Stadium. And we have car kits filled with a whole bunch of supplies like face masks, socks, Tim Horton gift cards. We put $5 in them. We got power bars. We got like ski masks, tampons for the women. And we try to do this every so often.
Yep.
We go out with our dogs and we just try to give back as much as possible.
Are people open to getting off the street or finding a place or sitting in a Tim Hortons, or are they pretty stuck in their ways and they're going to kind of wait this out?
I won't lie. It's a lot of times they're a little bit hesitant until they see the $5 blue bill in the bag, and then they are a little bit more receptive.
Yep.
But it's about just trying to communicate to them that they should not be out here. You know, go somewhere safe, get somewhere warm. Whether it's a metro station or even a Tim Hortons, just buy some time for the night.
Great stuff, TJ. I'm very proud of you, and I'm sure most of our listeners are, that there are great people who can volunteer their time and do stuff like that. That's awesome.
Thank you. If I could just be positive, we've been driving around for an hour, and we have not found one homeless person yet.
So far they're
inside. So that's a very good sign.
Good news from Montreal. We'll talk to somebody in Toronto in a second. But first, Scott, as a former firefighter, I'm guessing you got a lot of these calls.
I did. And this actually brings back a story, actually, when Tony was actually talking right there.
Yeah.
I remember many, many years ago, I was a firefighter for 37 years in the Montreal area. And in one particular call, I do recall that it was just a bitter cold night like tonight. And we did find a lady crouched over up against a drinking establishment right there. And somebody had called, obviously. And I do really remember this call very well, because when I first approached her, you know, as you do, is you look for a pulse. Are they breathing? You look at vital signs. And she was just barely alive, just barely alive. And I recall the first thing I did was grab her and went into the ambulance. I didn't strip naked, but I stripped down to my boxers.
Yeah, wow.
And I actually wrapped myself with her.
Yeah.
Because this is basically what you're supposed to do. You cannot bring somebody in right away into the heat at all. It has to have a gradual pickup in temperature. I remember being in the blanket with her and trying to share my body warmth with her. And we did save her.
That's great.
So, but to be fair, this should never, ever happen in Canada. We are so rich. There's so much money out there. And yet, the thing is that everybody's a paycheck away from this happening. Everybody who lives in a home or a street has to have money, obviously, because it's all about money. And people who don't have work or can't find a job, unfortunately, they can't have rent. They don't have, where else do they go?
Yeah. Listen, and, Scott. And sorry, go ahead. Finish your
problem. This is a problem. This is a problem, you know?
It most definitely is. Thank you very much. Really appreciate your phone call. A couple of calls from Montreal. Let's go to Toronto right now, where Lorraine Lamb is with us. She's been on before. She's an outreach worker and overdose prevention site worker at Street Health. We just heard some heartbreaking stories, including our producer finding somebody a couple of years ago who had died in temperatures like this. Is there something that people can do if they live in cities or they see somebody tonight, Lorraine?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's important to ask the person what it is that they need or what they want. I think in my out and abouts today, there were a number of people who didn't know about the warming centers that were open. So definitely see if people know about the warming centers and offer direction to them if able, or even just offering the transportation tickets and TTC to get there. I think the other option is honestly just seeing if people can get out of the cold for a bit. So someone earlier talked about Tim Hortons cards. In Toronto, there's less and less Tim Hortons that are open 24 hours. So things like McDonald's or even A&W are an option for people to find warmth temporarily.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, like, you know, coffee shops and transit systems are not set up to be shelters and drop-ins. So we really need the city to add a lot more warming center spaces. If you think somebody is in crisis, you can always call the Gerstein crisis response line, the Here to Help, the non-police response line, to see if you can get some extra supports as well.
What is it like to see people volunteer and drive around cities like Montreal, Ottawa, Toronto, Windsor, on a night like nights like this to make sure that people know about things like that? I mean, I think, you know, in looking at a post from, I'm sure, your colleague, Diana Chan McDally, there's a picture of a homeless person sleeping on a grate in front of one of the most expensive stores in Canada. In the background, Saks Fifth Avenue. So, and the caption says, "Don't look away." It's odd that we'd care about situations like this on nights like this and maybe not think about it other times.
Yeah, I mean, I think perhaps it's situations of extremities that I think people realize just how dire things are. But I think the reality is things are like this often enough, and we desperately need some immediate changes right away. You know, like, I think right now there is the extreme cold warning, but for people who live in Canada, like, we know that it's cold at 0 degrees. We know that people can get hyperthermia and frostbite and cold-related injuries at 0 degrees. So really, like, we really should be paying attention. We need changes to happen right away. Currently, the threshold for warming centers is that they don't open unless the temperatures are minus 15 without wind chill. And we know that that's a really, really tough thresholds, and people are freezing. And so I think we need to do better collectively as a society.
I talked earlier about being in some of these shelters in the past and talking to people who will not go to shelters. They've been robbed or assaulted. What can we legally do to compel people who might not want to go to some of these places to get out of the cold?
You know, I think the responsibility is on people who have the positions of power to make these spaces actually more dignified. I think the way that we talk about people who are poor and unhoused, I think we need to recognize that people have agency of choice. You know, if people don't want to go to a shelter, it's probably because the standards there are poor. And I think people have every right to choose what it is that they need in order to live and to survive. The reality is, because of the reality of the affordable housing waitlist right now, most people who are homeless and unhoused have been this way for many, many years. The wait time right now is about 10 years or more for an affordable housing unit. And so people who are out here know what it is that need to survive. And for a number of people, living in a congregate setting shelter is just not a solution. What we're hearing today as well is that, you know, the city of Toronto is adding a number of extra contingency spaces, and they're putting these extra spaces in what they call areas of a shelter that are not being used.
Yeah.
What that means is we're going to see people, you know, be put in cots in the middle of a hallway. We're hearing about, you know, cots being put in like a stranger's room, and that's really dangerous. Yeah. I wouldn't want to be put in a stranger's room.
I wouldn't want to either. Lorraine, I'm sorry, I've got a heart out here. I've got to run. Thank you very much for your words of compassion and advice tonight. I really appreciate it. Lorraine Lamb is an outreach worker and overdose prevention site worker with Street Health in Toronto. Straight ahead, it's our streaming segment, What's New in Streaming. Amber Dowling joins us next on The Nighttime Friendly.